normally you get at this time some inspirational great content, but for once I thought we're not gonna do it. It's not gonna happen. And there's an easy reason for it. For quite some time I received threats which normal people would go to the police and I would simply say, it's your freedom of speech. I will not mock around it. But something changed. Earlier, before recording, I went to the supermarket, I did my Swan check-in, so you can check it, it's on my Twitter, at Lodewijkhof, and people literally thrown bricks at me. I'll be clear, if you don't agree with my political views, then I can understand that, that's great, that's called democracy, don't vote me, don't elect me, that's cool. But for me, at this moment, there is a cross point. We are at a point, and I will be clear. This point is a point of no return. This point is not about something bloody easy like a citizenship. It's about being openly and free chatting about things. And I will be clear. I keep chatting. I keep exposing the things I know. And I keep going on. But I don't want to die at this moment. I mean, I'm at a pier at a stage in life that I should get a girlfriend, get married and those things. Not the period of life that I should get murdered. But at this moment, then I don't know. Is it safe for me to go out without police protection? I don't know. I do know what the police says, so on that side I'm not that hopeful for my future, but I know you hoped for a lot of great things, but let's face it, a few bricks changed everything and more is likely to come, and I'm really scared, I'm afraid. And I speak to you, my lovely listeners, just for a few things. I'm afraid. I do think that my life is in danger. And the government here claims to have the monopoly on violence to protect me, but they fail to protect me. Is it because of John Jorisma wants so? Or is he just incompetent? I don't know. And to be honest, I don't give a damn. I just want to know one thing. When will bricks no longer fly through the sky? Hey, it's Lodewijk. I'm really happy that you took the time to listen this moment to my podcast. I'm honored. I'm pleased with it. And I respect your choice for your life. Because you made a choice. You made a choice for success. But please keep a few moments for yourself. First of all, this is a disclaimer, so it's all the legal stuff. But for any penny you invest, please take the time. Take as much time that you need to make the money to invest before you invest. And literally go sit from your desk by wherever you're gonna make the investments. Wherever you're gonna do it, you're gonna stand up and stand up. And look at that empty chair and just ask yourself five false questions. Five terrible questions about the investment decisions you're gonna make. It's your money, so be wise with it. The information in this podcast is not intended to be true, it's not an advice. We don't sell or recommend anything. We just talk, it's general information, and please. And from the deepest of my heart, I mean, it means a lot to me that you are listening to the show. But please, just treat your money smartly. You're here because you want to get ahead of life, not you because you want to lose. So take your time. You're no profit makers are decision makers, but decision makers, and especially profitable decision makers, are informed decision makers. So let's go and let's move a step ahead. One tiny baby step at a time. We are profitable decision makers.